Former North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta died Sunday in Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow. Family members say the cause was cancer. He was 71. Itta was a powerful voice for North Slope communities. He was perhaps best known for first opposing and then negotiating with Shell when the oil company wanted to drill in the Arctic Ocean. Above all, he insisted that Inupiaq communities have a say in development in the region. In January 2015, he spoke at an Arctic symposium in Seattle.
After all the battles over the wilderness and the oil are done, we are the ones that have to live with the consequences. We are the most directly impacted people, decision makers, policy makers at all levels need to understand that.
As Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, Itta became known for balancing the need for oil development with protecting subsistence.
Itta was one of 11 children. His sister, Brenda Itta Lee, recalls an older way of life with little cash economy dependent on subsistence foods.
And whaling, especially, was very important to Edward.
Itta Lee says she and her siblings grew up with a foot in two worlds, traditional and modern, Inupiaq and English. Her brother became a whaling captain who negotiated with oil companies.
So he could speak just as powerfully in two languages. And not only that, we went to a Western American schooling where we were taught the American way of life. And Edward also mastered how to survive successfully in that setting. So he was very much admired for being bilingual and also bicultural.
It was a crucial skill set when he became mayor of the North Slope Borough in 2005. Interest in the Arctic was on the rise, especially from oil companies. Shell developed grand plans to drill in the Arctic Ocean. But the company hadn't consulted local communities who worried about the impact on marine mammals and especially on the whale migration. Itta wasn't having it. He insisted the Inupiat have a seat at the table, eventually suing the federal government to demand a more thorough environmental review. Journalist Bob Reese wrote about Itta's long fight and eventual negotiation with Shell in his book, The Eskimo and the Oil Man.
It was too much. It was too fast. It was too soon, Edward said. And here was this mayor that Shell had not even taken into account, who came up with the strategy of challenging them in court, and who brought the second largest oil company on earth to its knees in court, and just stopped them dead.
Reese says Itta agonized over his choices. The North Slope is dependent on oil revenue to sustain its quality of life and public services, and onshore oil production was in decline. Yet the ocean is central to both life and identity, and offshore drilling could threaten it.
He said, well, what if it's me? And he meant more than what if it's me. What if it's me? What if it's my family, he said. What if it's me? What if it's me who stops the oil? Meaning stops the money, stops the taxes, stops the building. What if it's me? But then a second later, he said, well, what if it's me who sort of allows the oil? And then something goes wrong, and then we lose the whales.
Reese recalls sitting in on a meeting between Itta and Shell that epitomized that struggle. Itta came back from whaling camp to meet with oil industry executives.
Certainly the last thing that a whaling captain wants to do is leave the camp and go back to town, which he did that day because, and this is the way the book starts actually, Edward is on a snowmobile going back to town and a private jet is on the way up from Houston with the top people in Shell.
The Shell executives wanted Itta to reassure people on the North Slope that drilling would be safe, Reese says. Itta refused, saying Shell hadn't done its homework and hadn't talked to the community.
Well, I will say Edward took their head off. he really did. And it was great to watch as a journalist.
The borough's lawsuit helped force a more thorough environmental review. And over years of negotiations, Itta convinced Shell to build in measures to protect marine mammals, including a pause in exploration during the whale migration. Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack worked for Itta during those years as the government affairs director for the North Slope Borough. And did you like working for him, working with him?
Loved it.
And loved
every minute of it.
Why was that?
He's a tremendously powerful example of a person who was really true to his principles and but practical. He was also very committed to the people that he worked for.
Bob Reese says, above all, Itta had heart.
And he felt, whether he was talking with an Yupik person, he was talking to the Yupik, whether he was talking with a Norwegian or a senator or an admiral or an oil person, Edward could really feel your heart and respond to it as one human does to another. And I think that's why he is as beloved as he is. Yeah, he was a leader. Yeah, he had brands. Yeah, he knew how to get through Washington. Yeah, he knew how to do all this stuff. But when you were in a room with Edward, you were two people talking, and you were talking from the heart.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholz in Anchorage.